Today is the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for today is taken from Ephesians chapter 4. Brethren, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, who according to God is created in justice and holiness of truth. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak ye the truth every man with his neighbor, for we are members of one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your anger. Give not place to the devil. He that stole, let him now steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have something to give to him that suffereth need. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Taken from Matthew chapter 22. At that time, Jesus spoke to the chief priests and the Pharisees in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who made a marriage for his son. And he sent his servants to call them that were invited to the marriage, and they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell them that were invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My beeves and fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come ye to the marriage.' But they neglected and went their ways, one to his farm, one to his merchandise, and the rest laid hands on his servants, and having treated them contumeliously, put them to death. But when the king had heard of it, he was angry, and sending his armies, he destroyed those murderers and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants again, 'The marriage indeed is ready, but they that were invited were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, call to the marriage.' And his servants going forth into the ways gathered together all they found, both bad and good. And the marriage was filled with guests. And the king went in to see the guests, and he saw there a man who had not on a wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having on a wedding garment?' But he was silent. Then the king said to the waiters, 'Bind his hands and his feet, and cast him into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'" These are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear friends, the Catholic Church has always believed strongly in the formation of youth. The Church continues and perfects the good work which the parents have begun in the home. In 1970, Archbishop Lefebvre wrote in the statutes of his Society of St. Pius X, "Schools able to give a thoroughly Christian education to the young will be fostered and even founded by the members of the society. From these schools will come vocations and Christian homes." Your parents and teachers are to be very much commended for your work here in the school. Is a very good school. All the sacrifices are worth it. And never doubt that for a minute. Persevere and know that your work is very important. But then what about after high school, after our children graduate? Our young people, they often enter into what is for many of them a very difficult time, a challenging time. They enter the world, a world which is ruthless. And yet at the same time, a world which is very attractive. The world has never been so attractive as it is right now. And therefore, it has never been more dangerous. And this is the world our young people enter. And it's not easy. And yet it should be a very precious and a very beautiful time in their life. It really is a springtime of life. To be in your late teens, early 20s, your 20s, even 30s. It should be a beautiful time. And to help them, the church has always organized movements and groups, youth groups. And so in society, we do the same thing. We want to do the same thing. So today we thought it would be good to say a few words about our own young adult group here in Denver, its importance, its goals, and the means to attain those goals. The sermon is mainly directed to the youth of our parish, But of course, it is good for the whole parish to hear so as to understand and to support it. The name we chose for the youth group, Ascende, comes from our Lord himself in the gospel, which we had a few weeks ago. Amice, ascende superius. Friend, go up higher. Ascende means to go up, to climb, to go higher. In this one word, we have really the whole Christian life, what it means to follow Christ, to forget oneself, to go on this adventure of the supernatural life, to leave behind mediocrity and what is comfortable. In Denver, we have these beautiful mountains. And you know, God himself seems to love mountains. Throughout the whole scripture, all of the Bible, we constantly see God acting on mountains, speaking through mountains. Mount Sinai in the Old Testament, the old law given to Moses. In the New Testament, the new law given by our Lord himself, God himself on the Mount of Beatitudes. In the gospel, so many times we see our Lord going up into a mountain to pray, seeking solitude up in the mountains, looking for his Father there. The transfiguration of Mount Tabor, praying on Mount Olivet the night before he died, the same mountain where he will ascend into heaven. Ascend. And of course, that greatest of mountains, Mount Calvary, where he climbed to his death. Mountains should speak to us of God. Of course, firstly, their majesty, their grandeur. When you're in the mountains, you realize just how small we are. And it gives us some little idea of just the infinity of God, the power of God, the strength of God, and just our littleness, our nothingness. But especially the significance of climbing, mountains teach us. They teach us that we have to go up, and it takes effort and perseverance. Why are there so few saints in the history of the church? Why are there so few saints now? Because it's not easy. The climb to the mountain of perfection demands a lot. And most of us aren't willing to climb much higher. So this is the first and end of the youth group. To help them to grow in the spiritual life. To foster the interior life in a world which tries to pull everyone down, and especially the young people down. The devil knows. The devil goes after the young people. We saw that with communism. You know, the communists, they went after high school students and college students because they're energetic, they're idealistic. Well, the Catholic Church understands the same thing. You know how important it is to help them, to reach them at that age. Modern youth, deep down, they're all bored and they're lifeless. If you look around, it's very easy to see. They all have their earbuds in, they're on their phones, and there's no life. It's very good to see. I've noticed the boys here in the school, just their energy and their rambunctiousness. It's good to see. It really shows that that's how boys are meant to be. High school boys should be a little crazy and adventurous and fun-loving and carefree. And again, it's good to see that with our boys here. With a lot of the modern youth, there's just deadbeats, and they're plugged in, and there's not much happening. The Catholic faith is full of life because our Lord Jesus Christ is life. He is life itself. He is exciting because he is God. What is more exciting? What's more fascinating than God himself? After all these centuries, the gospel still remains the most fascinating and the most exciting and the only thing to really give your life to. Ascende superius, to go up higher. This is not only to leave behind mediocrity, to pull oneself out of mediocrity. It's also to seek and to have this friendship with the Sacred Heart, who is eternal youth and joy. This is our hope for our young people, for all of young people out there, to know that Jesus Christ should be your best friend. He is your best friend. And that is something to be excited about. To help with this fostering of the interior life, we will be offering a monthly recollection for the youth group. In the first week of every month, we'll have a 2-hour recollection in the evenings. Something very simple, just a spiritual conference in the chapel, some silence and adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, with confessions, and ending with Compline, the prayer of Compline. So once a month to allow them to reorientate their lives, to remember what's really important, that we're on this earth to prepare for eternity. It's what to look for God and to remember eternity. The second end of the youth group, besides being this friendship with Christ, the spiritual life, which is what the spiritual life is, it is friendship with Christ. Also, of course, friendship with others, members of the mystical body of Christ, to see Christ in others. We all need friends on the road to heaven, especially in this climb to eternity, this climb to heaven. We need to encourage each other. But it is even more important at this time in your lives, young people, to have good friends. The Holy Ghost in the Bible has many things to say about friendship. I'll just give you a few. These are taken from the book of Ecclesiasticus. A faithful friend is a strong defense, and he that has found him has found a treasure. Woe to him that is alone, for when he falls, he has no one to lift him up. A true friend is the medicine of life and immortality. And you might think, well, I have my friends, or these friends. And that's good. That's normal. Of course, you're going to have your best friends, and hopefully they're good friends. But it's also to have a friendship in the parish, to meet new people, because they're not just people. They're actually your brothers and sisters. The Catholic family is a family. A parish is a family. And we want to avoid that spirit of individualism, which is, you know, I go to Mass and I leave. I rush into my car, and I'm only here, and I don't care about people. That's not Catholic. That's Protestant. The Catholic mentality is, this is my home. This is my family. I want to know people. I want to get to know them better, to have friends with everybody. This is charity, quite simply, which is the life of God. And that should start already in with young people. You'll have your friends, but you also want to be friends with all the young people in the parish. They all have something to offer. And you never know, perhaps your future best friend is in the pew behind you. You don't even know. Friendship with others. Also, another end of the youth group is the intellectual life. So not only the social life, and we do hope to have a lot of fun. It's not the most important thing, but it is important to enjoy each other and to have good times. It's very encouraging. But also the intellectual life. We will help them we'll give them things to read and to study and to discuss. We'll get together and discuss these things, important questions, you know, matters in the church, in the world, to be interested in important things, higher things. That's an important part of the Catholic life as well. Not to just settle for news and sports and shopping, but to actually to use what our highest faculty is, our minds. To understand the modern errors and to be able to refute them. And then lastly, the active life, the apostolic life, the missionary life. This is very important too, Catholic action. Firstly, we must pray. We stay close to the Eucharist. We get that fire from the Eucharist. And then you want to do something. When you love our Lord Jesus Christ, then you actually want to go out and be a light to the world, to tell others about him, and to be a good example to others. That way someone in the world can say, that person's different. That girl, she wears a dress every day. She prays. Where do you go to church? That's what they'll ask her. That's the act of life. That's Catholic action. Firstly, by example, and also, of course, we will organize things to go out and to spread our Catholic faith and tradition. So, dear young adults of St. Isidore's, we would like to challenge you challenge you to come out of your comfort zone. It's so easy to be comfortable in our world today. To come out of yourself, to ascende, to go up higher, ascende superiors, to go up, to climb. And we promise that if you do that, you actually will be happier, believe it or not. When we get out of our comfort zone and when we enter into a more life of charity and life of friendship, communal life, life in the parish, we actually are happier and stronger. The church needs young people with interior lives, young people that are going to set this world on fire. You are the future of the church. You're the future of St. Isidore. And we need to stay together and to be strong. This time in your life is crucial. Remember that you are, right now, all of you are preparing for God's mission in your life. God has a plan for all of you. For many of you, it'll be to get married, which is extremely important. Marriage is not easy, and you have to be ready. And when you're in your late teens or early 20s, that is the time to develop virtue, to learn to pray, to develop strong friendships, to learn what is marriage about, what is raising children, what is that about? You have to become what God wants you to become now. That way, when that time comes, you're ready. You're ready for that great sacrament and that tremendous responsibility of cooperating with God and bringing souls into the world. Or if you're trying to discern your vocation, you know, to the seminary, to the religious life, now is the time to look for God's will. Today is the Feast of St. Thérèse, a great saint, the greatest saint of modern times, according to St. Pius X. And yet she was the patroness of missionaries, though she never left her Carmel. What an extraordinary thing. The church says she is the patroness of missionaries, and she never left Lisieux. Why? Because of that fire in her heart, because of her love and her sacrifice, her prayer. She did so much for the world that the church said she is a missionary. And we pray to her today, that great saint, to inspire our young people. She was 16 when she entered the Carmel, and she was 25 when she entered eternity. 9 years, and yet how much did she accomplish? And for you young ladies, young men out there, you can accomplish a lot too if you give your life to God, if you have this desire to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And St. Thérèse, she tells us regarding Our Lady who's the Queen of Apostles. Again, very interesting, Queen of Apostles, and yet, what did she do? She was a mother in Nazareth. She washed dishes, she swept the floor, but she also saved the world with her son. Queen of Apostles. But St. Thérèse tells us that Our Lady, she says, she is more mother than queen. Yes, she is more mother than queen. She has the heart of a mom. She wants to help us, all of us. We pray to her today to help our young people to be inspired and to ascende. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.